Hey there.
Thank you for tuning in. I appreciate your attention, your time, and your interest. And we've got some great guests today. I've talked to them before, both Kelly and Kiwani Lapsaritis, and you might have heard those shows. And if not, that's okay. We'll catch you up pretty quick. But the deal is, this is a very unique way of looking at, you refer to either Bigfoot or Sasquatch, Yeti. There are all sorts of names depending on what part of the planet you're on. But this is a fascinating topic because it takes it to a different level that some people may not have heard before. Psychic Sasquatch. And Kiwani has been dealing with this for over, well, 2 or 3 decades. And Kelly, she's right on the same level, a little newer, but the same kind of connection. So thank you guys. I appreciate your time. I appreciate you coming back to talk more about this because I think there's a lot of fascination with this topic.
Yeah, thank you. It's been 6 decades, 61 years that I've been doing the research.
So you're no spring chicken? Is that what you're saying?
Right.
Yes. Okay. Thanks for having us on your show. It's an honor.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Okay. So we'll start since Mr. It's been 60, you know, 6 decades. Give us an overview of what this was like for you when you first started.
Well, I believe that they were a people from the very beginning, which is extremely important. Because whatever we're holding on to in our minds, we're projecting outwardly to them. And they're, frankly, at this point, they're tired of the monster hunters and the bad press. However, it started slowly with me 61 years ago, and it wasn't until September of 1979, when I was living in Wisconsin, that I had an encounter both by a Sasquatch and an ET, and they spoke to me telepathically. At the time, I was not afraid, but I was absolutely shocked by that and just confused. I said, well, you know, I had this one experience and I'll never tell anyone, and that's the end of it. Well, it was the beginning of it, not the end. I didn't know that, and they started to wake me up in my Milwaukee apartment in the city, and I found out they were interdimensional, and 3 times I've seen them dematerialize in front of me, and so has many other people. So to date, actually, I have documented, I'm a social scientist with 4 degrees, I've documented 401 percipients that have had telepathic experiences with the psychic Sasquatch. 3 of them were physicians, 1 was an attorney, 3 were college professors, and 2 were scientists, and then people from all walks of life. And I'm not out there to try to prove anything, but it's interesting what William James said. He said, it only takes 1 white crow to prove that all crows are not black. Well, analogously speaking, I have 401 white crows. How many more white crows do I need for people to say, my goodness, this is real, and they're an evolved people trying to reach us, but there's too many people after them that keeps pushing them away. So, you know, very few people are finding out the truth. And I've been fortunate to be one of those people or a key person and all this.
Now, if you're listening along and following along and want to connect with this, The Sasquatch People is the name of the book, and it talks about the interdimensional connection and UFO connection. That's what I think people are fascinated by, too. And I just want to, part of the information in the book, you include this psychic background, you know, these contacts, this information that gives people a way of kind of connecting the dots and saying, oh my gosh, I didn't realize somebody else was speaking to me. And that may be what it's like at the very first. You won't know where it's coming from.
Well, yes, I mean, people get confused. Some people have laughed at this and so on, but they're really laughing at themselves. I mean, people say, oh, the psychic stuff is unscientific. I don't get involved in that. Well, wait a minute. If they don't like the word psychic, they can use the word quantum physics because it's synonymous. It's one and the same. So it's really mainstream. It just got a bad rap. And it took a while before they could prove this. There are many scientists that have published books that describe all the physics of it all and so forth and the proof in laboratories. I'm not deterred at all when people, you know, say, well, wait a minute, you can't prove this. And I'm not trying to prove it, but I do have a lot of evidence that point in that direction. Plus, they've contacted me over 1,000 times in the last 38 years since that first contact. So, you know, if that wasn't happening, you know, I mean, it doesn't take much to figure out when it's repetitive and other people are contacting me wanting to share their information and their contact because they have no one else to talk to. When they go to these other conferences with mainstream Bigfoot researchers, they're laughed at or ignored. And yet the mainstream has not advanced one iota all these years. In the 60 years, basically, that they've been doing this. Researcher called me up and was putting together a conference and wanted me to speak, so I agreed. The next day, he contacted me and said that he spoke to the other speakers and that I was a little bit too far out for the conference, so he rescinded. And my question to him was, well, you know, first of all, who's running the show, him or the speakers? And then secondly, the reason the speakers are unsuccessful and they just take pictures of the tracks or the woods or something is that they're not far out enough. They're slowing down. They're struggling with things that are repetitive. If you see something, a pattern over and over and over again, going to be some reality to it, and there certainly is. And
well, the Native Americans have talked about this. This isn't like this is a new thing. This has been going on for a long time all over the world in different forms. That's part of why I find your stuff so fascinating, because it's connecting two elements that have usually been seen as separate pieces of the puzzle, the UFO or ET and the Sasquatch Bigfoot. And that's where I think it's a way of looking at it that might change people's minds if they gave it any, at least any time or any more consideration and explored and investigated some of the stuff you're talking about. Now, you talk about actually having contact where you've had information given to you. There's one in the book with the ancient ones talking about a note, that you had a note in 2004. Someone left you a note.
Well, I've got about, 20, 30 notes. A few of them can print. And when they print on paper, it looks like about a fourth grader, a third or fourth grader. But leaving out a flare pen and paper in a particular place and leaving things for them, I don't mean habituating them. These researchers, some of them are doing what they call habituation, which is trying to lure them in with food. I don't need to lure them in. They're here all the time. We have access to them 24/7. So we don't go looking for them. They're always with us. So when I leave them stuff, it's as a gift, not to lure them in, not to habituate. So I just wanted to make that clear.
Well, it's also your perspective is that with them being interdimensional, they could be right there and we wouldn't see them.
Well, I mean, interdimensionally, they've touched me even 6 times and everything. But getting back really to the letters, she sent many different letters. I've asked her questions. This is a woman named Haloti in their language. She's an ancient one. She is not a Sasquatch. Now, there's many different beings out there, but the mainstream people, because they've been driving the Sasquatch and the ancient ones and other beings away rather than trying to be friendly, in other words, they misperceive them as monsters, that they don't have a clue, really, that there are other beings out there. For example, one of the confusions is that one witness would say, it looked just like a gorilla. And another witness would say, my God, I had a gun, but the face looked exactly human. Well, the human ones are, the ones with the human faces are the ancient ones. Their arms are down to their, beside them in proportion to their bodies, just like us. They have round heads, just like us. Where the Sasquatch has the sagittal crest or the peaked head, they have a face like a gorilla, and their arms are way down to their knees. So that's one of the differences. However, don't be fooled. The Sasquatch and ancient ones are far more human than we are, and they're far more evolved. That is, they don't go around murdering each other. They don't start wars, and they don't destroy the environment that sustains them. So they're far more advanced than we ever thought. Beyond, way beyond. You could fantasize some things, but it's beyond that, because I keep experiencing and learning more. And these beings are powerful. That's why they haven't caught one, and they never will.
There's a new, I guess, discovery off of the coast of British Columbia that they found an area that the first, basically the first people were talking about, First Nations, talking about the elders telling them there's a stretch of land where they had been when the Ice Age was in, you know, full bloom. And there was only this one stretch of land where they stayed and they outlasted or endured during that time. Recently, an archaeological dig discovered that, yes, indeed, there's pottery, there are remnants that can be dated back to 14,000 years ago, which is like three times, you know, beyond the pyramids. This is something that we just now are able to say, oh, yes, it's true. And they said, well, finally, the elders have talked to us for thousands, saying that there's thousands of years. This is what they told us. And we know it. It's about time you guys figured it out.
A lot of the elderly, the First Nations people don't really want to talk to a lot of researchers because they're made fun of or and all that. So they figure, well, our scientists are so naive and so far behind a lot of the things that the Native American people know that many of them won't even talk to researchers anymore. They're just sick of it. And I can't blame them at all. But all the things that they've told me and other people is already happening, and that's what I've experienced and what's being reported. So to say that Native Americans, it's all mythical and it's based on legend and it has no credibility and so on. Well, to me, more and more and more, a lot of the mainstream researchers, especially those that are following the scientific method, are the ones that are living in a mythological state, thinking they're after a North American Great Ape and all these other things. I'm not trying to put anybody down. I'm simply making a comparison because they are so often left field following the scientific method. I followed it until it wouldn't go any further, and it led me to the psychic Sasquatch, just following the evidence objectively. I didn't subjectively say these are animals, these are monsters, we need to shoot one and put it in the museum and so on and so forth. That wasn't what I believed or even close to. So it's very important to understand that the reason we've not progressed any further is because of the ignorance of mainstream researchers.
Well, and our TV isn't helping. There's a show that they were promoting about, you know, hunting Bigfoot. And then recently, in this past week, another announcement, they've done this before, but a recent announcement, I think it's $1 million reward for proof of Sasquatch, and they're going to go kill one so we can prove that it exists. And I think that's backwards. Backwards. You don't prove it by killing it.
It's barbaric, really. And some of these redneck attitudes that these people have are purely fantasy. No matter what they do, no matter how much technology they have, they will fail. They will fail. The thing is, they're harassing them, and they have to, the Sasquatch and ancient ones, the families have to move from one area to another when these violent people come into the area looking for them. And it's just disruptive and everything. So they must learn respect. for example, we've been putting, Kelly and I have been putting on a conference, which is another one coming up on September 1st, 2nd, and 3rd of this year, called the Spiritual and Psychic Sasquatch Conference. Well, wait a minute, what's the word spiritual mean? It just simply means respect for all living things. It doesn't have anything to do with religion, though many people in religion who belong to a religion are become spiritual and so forth. So, but our take on this is simply, let's start respecting Mother Earth. It's dying right now. It's dying. The planet's dying, and we're at the top of the endangered species list. So people need to wake up. And big business that's really running the world is doesn't care or doesn't understand or thinks it can control everything, and it can't and won't. So there are good ETs and Sasquatch people and many of the other forest people, the different types all over the world, are working to behind the scenes to heal the planet. And this is extremely important, because where are we going to go? This is important. This is, in fact, it's a tragedy that, that we treat the environment the way we do. And then science says, well, gee, we don't know where all this cancer is coming from. Well, wake up. Wake up. It's everywhere and everything. And the Sasquatch said it's in the air, soil, water, food, everywhere. And we're becoming the end product of these pollution, including the animals.
Toxins. Yeah,
and
the toxins.
Marine animals now are dying along the coast. They have been for a few years, from Alaska all the way down to Mexico, with tumors and all kinds of pus coming out of the fish. It's just tragic. People don't get it. And the Bible says it's going to start in the oceans, and the oceans are going to be dying. And then at land animals. Well, land animals are dying, too, and so forth. So this is it. It's not like, oh, well, in another 100 years, or we have 500 years or something. No, sorry, this is it. So people need to think and act on this to help the planet heal. And it's difficult.
I have a question in terms of the website. And Kelly, you mentioned Kelly here. You joined with Kiwani, and are you the one who's in charge of the webpage?
Yes, basically I'm the webmaster of both the website and all the Facebook groups and pages that we have and everything like that.
Well, I'm asking because have you seen more interest in this in the last 2 or 3 years? To me, it looks like this is beginning to at least make inroads, and people are starting to have a different perspective about this because of you guys.
Yes, certainly. Actually, the Sasquatch have been, you know, communicating with me for years, and they told me that's how Kiwani and I found each other, basically. But they told me that I would be helping him, and that I would be kind of, doing a lot of this with the writing and the promoting. I didn't even realize that we would be having our own conference, but, you know, now that's manifested into a reality and everything. But when I met Kiwani, there was some radio interviews on YouTube, and then his blog website, but that was it. There was not even any photos or video of him. There wasn't really much information out there on the internet other than if somebody was able to come across his website, or heard a radio interview that had been on YouTube or something. And so, I really helped put more information out there and started promoting it. I was active on Facebook, and so that was a great social marketing type tool. So it has really gained a lot more popularity. And I don't think it's not just strictly from the influence of, you know, the information that I've put out there or what others have put out there. But, I think it's our overall collective consciousness is evolving, and people are being more open-minded and open-hearted to this, and it's really grabbing their attention, and people are wanting to learn about it more. So, you know, while the information is more available, it's also really getting shared amongst other groups and, in the Bigfoot world and paranormal and spiritual, and there's you know, all these different groups of people that are, you know, now discovering the truth of this matter. So it has been a real big blessing that I would say that, you know, our audience that we know of has grown by, I don't, maybe 20,000, 30,000 people, you know, that we're aware of that are following us just in the last 2 or 3 years. So it is really positive. And at the same time, there's groups that are, you know, trying to debunk all of that. But we don't really care about proving anything. We just want to share the information. And so it's reaching the right people.
Yes, well, that's at our conference last year, we had people, three people came from Australia, from Russia, from Norway, from the UK, that are having all these experiences as well. And this year, they'll be coming from Japan and New Zealand, and these people are all coming back because they learned so much. It's strictly about the psychic Sasquatch and their UFO connection. The reality, that's the reality. I can't change it. That just happened to be objectively what I discovered,
right,
and 38 years ago. So we're presenting all that, and there's no, let's bring out some casts and let's talk about the hair or some things that's been, you know, hair and tracks don't talk. They don't share information. So so many people, we had over 200 people at our conference, and many of them already had experiences, and it was just the most positive energy that I've experienced in ages.
Well, part of it, I think, is that spiritual aspect that you're mentioning, too, because I'm looking at your guest list here, and one is Garrett Duncan, who's a Navajo shaman. You also have another person who is a clairvoyant and a medical intuitive, and that's Reverend White Otter, a shamanic practitioner. You have some names here that are, you know, this isn't going to be your run-of-the-mill, let's go look at the parts. This is, how do we become more aware, self-aware, and become who we are, fully human, with abilities, that telepathy and the consciousness that's a higher conscious awareness of being connected with more than just this superficial world. That's what you're bringing into these events that I do think that people are probably, in terms of, you know, interest, fascinated by, but then empowered by once they experience it. Does that make sense?
Yes, exactly. And that's what our aim is, you know, not just to bring the truth, but to help people learn how to empower themselves and learn how to change and evolve themselves, because we can't change the whole world. All we can do is change one person at a time. And so once people have been introduced to this idea and it really resonates as truth, they're like, well, now what? Now what do I do? And so that's kind of what the focus of what we share is telling people, or I shouldn't say telling people, but teaching people how they can better themselves and get to know themselves and what they can do in their communities and their lives to advance and evolve and to help our humanity and the planet and everything like that. It's a different path for everybody. So all we can really do is, you know, just share the basics and then let people decide their own path to take from there. And that's exactly what the Sasquatch teach us too. You know, we all have our own free will. So they're not going to tell us you should do this or shouldn't do that. It's just, what lesson do you want to learn today?
Yes. You know? And I think that's the commonality. I've done so many shows with people who are either, you know, working on their own spiritual progress or working with somebody else who's giving them some kind of an assist in terms of a clairvoyant or an intuitive. And the messages that come from both the indigenous backgrounds, there was a woman I talked to who was very, very impressed and completely, I guess, redirected in her life after contact with the Aborigines, she and her husband. And the thing that is the common theme between that and the people who have extraterrestrial or alien, we still don't really know how to categorize all this contact. The common theme is improve yourself. Get your own house in order. Become more aware. And that's a common theme that you're getting with this aspect as well. It's just basic that there's no big, huge magic. It's, you know, go back to your own sense of who you are and start working and perfecting and elevating that to become more consciously proactive. And, that's what this theme seems to be. Kawani, hold that thought. You're going to come back and lead, okay? We got to take a quick break here. This is Conscious Living. The websites, you can check Psychic Sasquatch, and that's a good one to start with. But the books, both of them, Psychic Sasquatch and I can't say that faster, I'll train wreck it. And the Sasquatch people are available there. Okay, we're coming back with Kawani and Kelly in just a minute.
Well, Jason, I've got to tell you, you're pretty much everything this company is looking for in an entry-level candidate.
Great.
Your resume isn't quite what we're used to, but you've got a fantastic work ethic.
Thank you.
And I'm impressed by how you carry yourself.
So, should we talk about the job?
What? The job? Oh, sorry. Yeah, I have no way of recruiting or even meeting you. This interview didn't happen.
It may sound ridiculous, and that's because it kind of is. There's a huge pool of talent your company is missing out on. Meet the grads of life. Who are they? Talent worth knowing about. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
Man, we really could have used him.
Don't miss out on a resource many innovative companies have already discovered. Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Wildfires burn millions of acres each year. And each year, wildland firefighters like Fire Chief James Hall battle to contain them. But they can't do it alone.
A single ember that escapes from a wildfire can travel more than a mile. It can ignite and destroy your home, your community, or more. That single ember can be just as dangerous as the wildfire itself. But you can do something firefighters can't. You can act now to prepare your home and your community for wildfire. You can reduce the risk. Do your part. Go to fireadapted.org.
Get fire adapted. Learn what you can do now to reduce wildfire damage later at fireadapted.org. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council. Learn more at fireadapted.org.
Today might be the day I drop out of school, but you might be able to stop me.
With United Way, you could tutor me, be my mentor, or volunteer to just read with me. There are tons of ways people like you can help kids like me stay in school. Make me a success, not a statistic.
Take the pledge to volunteer now at unitedway.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
There's hundreds of fun and simple things you and your family can do to live a healthier lifestyle. Here's 20 of them. Eat less, eat slower, eat smarter, eat your fruits and veggies, stop eating before you're full, up your fiber, lower your calories, get off the bus early, do some gardening, do jumping jacks, take the stairs, take one, not two, take on a new sport, take a long walk home, walk instead of drive, bend, stretch, reach for the stars, climb the monkey bars, skip the fudge bars. Search We Can online to find more ways you and your family can get healthy together. A message from the Ad Council, HHS, and NIH's We Can program.
Up where we left off. Hi, my guest today, Kawani and Kelly Lapsaritis, and they're talking about the Psychic Sasquatch. The book I have is The Sasquatch People and Their Interdimensional Connection, which makes a whole lot of sense when you look at this as an interdimensional aspect that might explain why they're elusive and they might have a choice as to whether we can see them or not. So I cut you off, Kawani, so please pick it up.
unlike other researchers, we're not focused just on the phenomena. It's the message behind the phenomena that's the most important for us. And, I mean, communication is a big problem in this world, and people between countries and so forth, even families. Excuse me. So we feel communication is the most important thing, and that's why we have so much information, because we just genuinely go with the flow. We don't expect anything. We're not trying to get anything out of them in the sense of sneaking photographs or anything else like that. It's just not our interest. If they want us to photograph them, they'll tell us. So we respect them. They're different. Some people say, oh, yeah, they should be doing this and you should be doing that. I just stopped these people and said, stop it. You don't have a clue who these people are. You're just making it up in a fantasy thing because you think that's what's real. If you get to know them and talk with them, you'll find out very quickly that the way these other people are thinking is not the same as the psychic Sasquatch or the ancient one or any of the other forest people. So they're a different culture altogether. Each one has a different language. The Sasquatch language is different than the ones than the ancient ones. The ancient ones are different than the guardians, and they're different also languages of the different races of little people that are there. So we have all these different situations that point to having numerous interdimensional beings in our forest everywhere. And as of 2012, the world has advanced to going into a higher dimensions. And that's why we're experiencing them more and why they decided to come to people of a higher vibrational frequency. Those that are focused, that have compassion and empathy and that are focused on helping others and helping the planet, not wanting secretly to gather knowledge and pictures of the Sasquatch in order to be rich and famous. To the Sasquatch, that's the last thing they're interested in, and they really avoid all people who have that focus, either a focus of to kill them, to capture them, or to get them on film, or any other selfish reason. So if anyone's listening that has those qualities, then they should quit and join the Boy Scouts or something, because go further in life than researching the Sasquatch.
Well, you also work with a collaboration with someone named Sunbow. And Sunbow has shared some of the messages that you also put together in a book.
Yes, so we have our own publishing company, the Comanche Spirit Publishing. And we published this book for the Sasquatch people that because we all have the same goal. Sunbow is from Quebec, and they asked him, because he's such a clear mind, to take this information and transcribe it. And so he was living in the wilderness working, and he transcribed this 50 chapters. And Sasquatch told to contact us, which as soon as we found out, we wanted to publish it and get it out there and to help. We're all working as a team to do this. And the messages are incredible. It's one of the most important things. It's called the Sasquatch Message to Humanity. A lot of these can be reached, or people can get these books at www.psychicsasquatch.com, and also sasquatchpeople.com. It has a lot of information that people will want to read and peruse.
Well, some of this, just an overview real quick. The Sasquatch, according on your website, are now protecting us and helping us grow and adapt to our consciousness, to raise our consciousness through spiritual evolution. They're here to help us resolve collective karma and create spiritual dharma. So it's like there's this other level that has ascended just the next step up that's still here as we have come into this new age of expanded awareness and conscious I think evolution to the next level. And so they're already at that space saying, here, you know, if you want a hand up, we'll help. That's my interpretation.
Correct. Yeah, they, you know, like I said earlier, they began telling me a few years ago that I'd be getting really involved in this and sharing their message, and that the time was now, because, you know, not just the state that the world is in, but because we were consciously evolving together. And so the time had come for these truths to be shared so that we could continue to evolve. And so they, you know, the Sasquatch even said that there would be many more people that they would be communicating with, and many more ambassadors of the Sasquatch coming out to share their message. And so we've seen all of this happening. You know, Kiwone really spearheaded it with writing the books so many years ago. So that information's been out there, and over the years, people have been able to find that information and research things themselves and have their own, you know, personal experiences with them. So now there's really people all over the world sharing the same basic universal message that, you know, came from the Sasquatch people. So it's a real blessing. And the way that we met Sunbow, actually, that was through the Sasquatch as well. He had never even heard of Kiwone or his books, or had never even heard of the idea of psychic Sasquatch before. But, you know, he was getting contacted by the Sasquatch and was, you know, a bit hesitant about it, but started writing down these messages. And it was when he wrote his the seventh message of the message to humanity is when I found him on Facebook. We weren't connected or anything, but, you know, we were divinely found each other that way. And so then we sent him the books and everything. So it was just another great collaboration showing that, you know, wow, this is really definitely legit. And it's got to be the same message for somebody that, you know, was 4,000 miles away to be getting the same kind of messages that we are, and to never even have heard of Kiwone's work. And so we're seeing that popping up all over the world now.
And even the Yowies in Australia are talking to people there who came to our conference and everything. So it's happening in Russia the same way, and England. Anyway, it's happening worldwide now, and it's a slow process, but because of the internet, it's happening very quickly, it appears. And we teach people how to telepath. I get calls all the time from all over the United States, even calls from Italy and England and Austria and New Zealand, different places, people wanting to talk to me on, they're having experiences in their own spouses at times that don't want to get involved or don't believe them. So they want need somebody to talk to, and we're here for people, and just to put it in perspective. But they're proving it for themselves. The people who apply what's in my two books in nature and start living a slightly different life, more on the spiritual path by helping others and so on. And they'll find out that they'll raise their spiritual vibrations and make themselves more attractive to the forest people and to the friendly ETs that also come to us.
One of the easiest ways to do this, I can say, you know, from my own experience, is to become more more compassionate and aware of nature and of animals. That's the easiest thing you can do to immediately upgrade your own sense of being in a positive way. That's the overview. Now, there's a quick question I have. You have a message from the Ancient One in your book that talks about the first people, and there's a message that's kind of a message of urgency. You know which one I'm talking about?
Yes, I do. They told me that eventually, first of all, for me to stay away from the West Coast, because it could go, and it will eventually go. They've talked about a pole flip that will be happening sometime in the very near future, just exactly when. It could be tomorrow, or it could be 5 years or 50 years from now, but it's getting close. So they've mentioned many of these things, and that as Haloti, the woman that I connected with, the Ancient One, saying that we will all be safe in woods to hunker down someplace, because there's going to be a lot of big problems. And it looks like World War III maybe has already started a few years ago. It's just they haven't dropped bombs yet or anything here. seems to be already in the process. So there's a lot of negativity there, and we're trying to put out as much positivity as we can. And the more people who think positively and that work to help the planet and by reaching out to help others and changing their attitude, the more we'll change the planet. And, you know, years ago, you know, I never thought of any of this stuff or that I'd be doing what I'm doing. I always joke and say, well, the nuns in parochial school never told me all this was going to happen, you know. And, gave up Catholicism many, many years ago, way back. But, you know, I do pray every day, and the Sasquatch emphasized meditation and prayer. Prayer is talking to God or to the universal energy, and meditation is quieting the mind and listening to God or the universe, the living universe. So they said all the answers are in our heart space. So people that are trying to connect, often, most of the time, they're trying to connect with their minds rather than with their hearts, because this is a research of the heart, not of strict scientific methods. I did it, and it didn't get me anywhere, so I modified it, but I still objectively put down everything that was true and real, and that's what's in the books, my books and everything.
When you talk about more people who've had these experiences, the second book that you have with the interdimensional, the Sasquatch people, you talk about more other people who've also had these experiences. Right now, I can say, if you're listening and you're curious, all you have to do to get an affirmation for this is start paying attention to the headlines. In the last week and a half, there was a story about a woman who had an accident in Ohio because she was on her way home and she was looking at the rearview mirror as she passed a Sasquatch on the road chasing a deer. And she said that's why she wrecked her car. She ran into the deer who subsequently ran in front of her, and she decided to drive on instead of stopping, which, you know, that would be, if you're not familiar with Sasquatch, then that would probably be the best thing to get off a deserted road. But that was in the news, and they're saying, yeah, they think that's exactly what happened because there was no reason for her to make something up. It was, you know, pretty much she hit something and went on home. But little things like that, they're little reminders that this stuff is going on all around us, and it's what you choose to tune in, you can then bring closer to your awareness and explore. And I thought that was so perfect in timing for talking with you guys that, you know, that's one of the, between that and the $1 million that they're trying to put out now to get one anyway.
Actually, that took place when the woman hit the deer and saw the Sasquatch chasing the deer. It happened in Idaho, not Ohio.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I say Ohio.
Not
yeah, okay.
Too far from, right? Yeah, it's not too far from where we are.
Yeah, real close to where we are.
Oh, yes, really?
That is one of the positive things about, these things just in the news reports like that, or even there's positivity that can be seen in some of the shows that are out, like the Killing Bigfoot and Hunting Bigfoot. I mean, of course, it's not good to kill or hunt them, but at least it's bringing it to mainstream attention that it's something that's real. It's not just a fantasy like it seemed to be like even 20 years ago. Now people are really understanding the truth and the reality that they are here walking the earth amongst us. So it's really opening up minds, and some people choose the monster path, and some people say, hey, there's more to it. I want to learn more. And they're, you know, finding that information, and it's changing people's lives just to be introduced to the idea that they're spiritual and, our cosmic elder brothers that have been here on Earth long before we were.
Well, and I think it's fascinating. Just part of this, the people are expanding their awareness. And just reading this book, you don't have to be wanting to have contact with Bigfoot, Sasquatch, or a UFO. But what you do gain is the variety of viewpoints, the variety of opinions and perspectives that come together to say, look, we experienced this. What the heck is going on? And each person brings something new to the table. That's where, as a collective, we all grow and we all benefit. So that's what I really appreciate you guys doing, is bringing these wonderful, unique perspectives to the forefront so people can at least take a look and say, wow, what's going on? And how does it affect me? Or what do I think as a result? That's what I believe you're doing to help empower people in new ways.
Yes, you know, I always think of this, but a Zen monk once said, and I quote, all life in nature has a spiritual dimension and is sacred. When we honor other creatures as we do ourselves, we all evolve another step, end quote. And isn't that true?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. The thing that's going on right now is that there's so much drama in the daily news feed and just in general, political, all over the world, not just where we are, but a lot of change, a lot of things that are frightening and manufactured fear. But with stuff like this, it says, go back to your center, go back to where you are and how you relate to the world and find something that you're curious about or interested in or something that gives you passion and follow that. Because this other stuff is going to go, you know, one way or the other. And we don't have the same kind of input as we do with our own ability to tune in and listen, see what's there. You guys are doing that and giving people instructions on how they can expand their own awareness, in my opinion.
Great. Well, thank you. Thank you. We feel very blessed for this opportunity. And, you know, we know that we're on the right path, that we're here doing what we came here to do. So it's a real blessing. And if you don't mind, I'd like to read a little quote from the Sasquatch Elder Camus. This is from the Sasquatch Message to Humanity. And it just really kind of summarizes what we've said. But this is, you know, a direct quote from the Sasquatch. And he says that we Sasquatch are your elder brother and closest relative who have watched over you from near and far since your origins, trying now more than ever to reach out to you to join our hearts and spirits in caretaking this home planet and bringing a new world through the shift of consciousness into the fifth dimension beyond temporality and materialism. This is the only way and the next necessary step for your soul evolutionary process. Now, this is why we're gathering some of you who are preparing for the new consciousness. There will be some of you who hold to the light, some who blaze the trails, some who clear the paths. Your indigenous peoples are on the front line, showing the path to freedom and sovereignty. Humanity is making its choice between two opposed ways leading in opposite directions. Choose wisely which path you follow, which thoughts you feed, where you focus your attention. You are the co-creator through the infinite consciousness you carry, and your dreams manifest. So that's kind of the most important part of the message, and you know what they really keep repeating is just how important it is for us to evolve our consciousness, and that they're here to help us the whole way.
I also want to ask you the event you've got coming up. Go ahead, Kwani.
Yeah, we're having book two, the message, the Sasquatch Message to Humanity, book two will be out in a month or two that Kelly was working on, and we're, once again, I'll write the introduction and so forth. So we have more information from the Sasquatch people that'll be released soon. It's on our websites, the psychicsasquatch.com and the sasquatchpeople.com. Then people can get it in the hard copy later if they want it when it comes out. But this is what they want the world to know. This is what they consider the most important. And it's the history of, the true history of our planet, how all this happened and what's going on now even, and how they see us. So the books have great importance for even for people that aren't interested in Sasquatch. The message is true. They've never lied to us, never lied to me, but they've helped me and Kelly tremendously over the years. So healing us when we were sick and so on. I mean, very, very important things and that prove that they're a loving, wonderful people. And there's nothing to be afraid of. There are other beings out there that the evil ETs dropped off that are hurting people out there. And Sasquatch is being blamed for it, which is not true. So there are some things going on, and it's quite complicated. We don't have the time to go into that, at least in this particular series.
Well, yeah, and I want to talk to you about the next book as well coming up. But a couple things real quick. There was a bald eagle nest in Michigan, and this was in the fall. They had an Eagle Cam out, and there was supposedly, and I didn't hear if it got debunked or not, a Bigfoot in the background. And I've seen it, and it looks like you can see somebody. First, you see the trees rustle on the left, and then you see in the far distance, beyond the eagle nest, down on the ground, you see this being walk by that looks very much like you would see, you know, Bigfoot. And that was, again, last fall in Michigan. Had you seen that or heard that? I'm going to post a link.
Well, I've seen several. I have movie pictures. I have regular several photographs of them and stuff, but not the close-up ones that people want. However, this is happening all over, and they know that they're being filmed, but they also know that quick glimpse that you get isn't proof. So it's, for some people it is, but for a lot of people, especially for scientists, that's not proof enough. So still, they're exposing themselves and makes people think, my God, that does not look like a man in a monkey suit. And there's got to be something to this. And of course, there is. It's far more complicated than just a North American great ape out there running around the way many falsely believe.
Well, and I think with the books and stuff, you get a lot more depth into this. I wanted to ask real quick about the event you've got coming up to give you time to invite people to your party.
Right. The Spiritual and Psychic Sasquatch Conference will be held here in Tooele, Washington on September 1st. 2nd and 3rd. It's 40 miles north of Spokane, and all the information is on our website, www.psychicsasquatch.com and sasquatchpeople.com, that people can sign up and so forth, and to see so many people that came and changed their lives. And we're having another, people coming from all over the world again, and we're just excited that we'll be able to share and the real Sasquatch.
Well, and I think it's an opportunity to be around people who have like interest. And again, you don't have to go looking for Bigfoot. If you're really aware, then you realize these kinds of entities, energies, and beings are much closer than we realize at any given time. It isn't the physical, it's the non-physical where we're connected on that telepathic level. And that's what's so fascinating. Once you make the connection, it's like you two, you were brought together without ever, you know, planning anything. It was just orchestrated with a little help.
Yep. A little help for my friends.
Yes. Right. So once that becomes more clear for people and they actually experience it, these are the kinds of opportunities by going to events that you guys are having. Those kinds of, I think, gatherings bring people together who are ready and wanting to have some kind of an encounter. And it just opens a door. So if you're listening right now and are curious, then this is a way to make a conscious connection and open a door. You may not even have to go. It'll happen prior to that. But that's been my experience. Does that make sense to you?
Yes. And at the Wilderness Campus, where we have the conference, there'll be camping for those that want to keep their expenses down. And there's also dormitory rooms that are also inexpensive. And then in town here, we have three motels and so forth. So it's a really nice, there's several hundred Sasquatch came in the surrounding forest from all over the North American continent. And then I found out later that they came because they said this is the real conference that they've been waiting for. That's strictly about them. No baloney, no theories, fantasy theories and stuff about who they are. And they're honoring us. People were seeing them, those that were camped out, walking at the edge of the forest. Many people received telepathic messages and so on as well during the conference.
Right. It was the intention of the gathering that they appreciated so much. And like I said, they really arranged the whole thing. The Sasquatch told me where and what date to have it even. So, I didn't have to do any of that work. That came real easily. But because it is there in the forest, they were in attendance And the whole intention behind the gathering is what was really appreciated, because everybody that was there with an open heart and an open mind and just filled with so much unconditional love. It was like a great big family reunion. People, like, we hadn't seen each other for hundreds of years, and now we, you know, we're reuniting. And so it was really a great feeling, not just because of the Sasquatch presence, but because we were all there with the same intent.
We're going to have to close. Yeah. I want to talk with you guys again, but thank you so much. My guests, Juwani and Kelly Lapsaritis, the book Psychic Sasquatch and the Sasquatch People on their websites. So check it out if you're interested, and listen to some of the other shows as well. But we'll be back with these guys again when the other book comes out. Okay, how's that, guys? Thanks for listening.